Blog Talk Radio.
Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life, and let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon this ocean sweep me off my feet, and let my heart fill with silence of the open sea. Dark thoughts, goodbye. Hello, clear blue sky. Never ending, reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin, and I'm in between. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Cynthia Fontaine. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join me. And if you are listening to the replay later on, I appreciate you listening in as well. I want to say hi to everyone in the chat room. I'm so glad that you're here as well. Really nice to see you guys here. And tomorrow is a new moon, and it's a really exciting weekend coming up astrologically wise. I know the last couple of weeks have been really heavy, and this weekend is going to be a little bit better. So that's some good news. We're going to talk about that tonight a little bit as well. You were just listening to Kevro, and you can find Kevro's music at www.kevro.bandcamp.com. He's a great singer-songwriter, artist out of New York, and I love the fact that Kev allows me to use his music. So if you have some music that you would like to share with me that you may want me to consider to put on my show as the opening or closing, and I think I'm actually going to maybe start taking a break in the middle, but I'm not sure how that's going to work out because I so often run out of time that I'm trying to fit everything in the last 30 seconds. So I'm not sure about taking a break in the middle, but anyway, you never know. So again, if you have some music that you would like to send me to listen to, I'd be happy to listen to that. I'm actually listening to a new artist right now, Miss Geo, and I'm hoping to be able to bring some of her music to you really soon. So I hope everybody is doing really well today. I hope you've had a fantastic week. And here on the East Coast, we are having remarkable weather. I was out suntanning today, which I was so happy about that. It's a nice treat at the beginning of October to be able to do that. We really didn't have much of a summer in August and September here. July was really hot, but August was really kind of a washout. So I'm really grateful this past week has been so beautiful, and I hope it continues. So speaking of beautiful, tomorrow, new moon in Libra. It looks fabulous. This new moon is going to bring for all of us an opportunity to redefine our relationships, creating more balance and peace and harmony. And this will naturally occur, hopefully with this new moon, for both parties. So how wonderful is that? So if you're in a relationship, whether you're married or single or live with someone, look for this weekend to be a positive one relationship-wise. Should be, you know, really great, peaceful and harmonious. So do something fun this weekend. Go out and do something different. Step out of your comfort zone a little bit and really enjoy it. Have some fun. And if the weather where you're at is not looking so good, I know there's a tropical storm or hurricane warnings down in the Louisiana areas, then do something inside that's fun. Watch a movie or whatever, but do something different this weekend. And with the new moon, I always like to make new moon wishes. I don't know, it's kind of a quirky thing, I guess. But I like quirky, and it can be fun. I sometimes I'll put them in a coffee can, put them outside. The new moon's also a good time to let things go. So if you have been holding on to something too long emotionally, go out and just sit outside for a few minutes and enjoy the new moon and let it go. Other things that we have going on planetary-wise is, believe it or not, this all began in the 1960s, what we have happening now. This is a cycle that began in the 60s with Pluto and Uranus, and they came together, and with that coming together, that began the whole transition and a whole new paradigm of free love and a paradigm of new thinking. If you've listened to me the last couple of weeks, you have heard me talk about shifting out of the masculine energy that we've been in for hundreds of years, moving into the feminine. And that's what this Age of Aquarius is all about. The Pluto and Uranus lineup that we have going on right now is bringing what started in the 60s to a point of make it or break it now. this is the time when we have got to decide if we're going to let go of the patriarchy that we've lived under, the old regime and paradigm. We're seeing this in what's happening in the government right now, with the government shutdown here in the United States, where the Republican Party, or a small part of the Republican Party, have dug their heels in because they want the health plan that is just come into effect to go away. And this was, you know, approved by the people of the United States. They want this. It was approved by Congress and signed by the president. And it was the one in court, the Supreme Court approved this as legitimate. But now the country is being held hostage by these 49 Republicans who are trying to make everyone else take back this health care plan. So, and this is what we're going to be seeing going on right now, because that old paradigm, that old regime, just doesn't want to let go. Change can be scary, and they have held us in fear for so long, they're just not ready to let go of that power yet. So we as individuals and as a collective now have a choice. And these issues really are going to be coming up until 2015. Now it's all about working together. This is about interdependency and being unified in the state of mind and consciousness. We have got to let go of the pride and the egos and the fear that has held us in bondage for so many hundreds of years, and work together now to save not only the planet, but ourselves. If you haven't seen what's going on in Fukushima this last week or two, that's another power struggle that's going on, where the Japanese government doesn't have the money to take care of the radioactive problem that's still going on, where these reactors are now out in the open air and could actually explode in any minute. But they're not asking for help from the rest of the world, which this could affect each and every one of us. And that is, again, the power struggle that's going on right now, with letting go of the old doctrine, the old way of doing things, and realizing that we have to work together. We have to trust. We want to trust, and yet we haven't been able to trust because of fear, because we've been held in fear so long. Fear due to government, fear put on us by religions, and so forth. And now these big entities are in fear of losing their power and of losing money. This is only going to change when each and every one of us makes a decision to ask for help, to start with, and also to give freely. You know, the more we give, the more we get back, the more we receive. And you've probably heard that a million times in your life, as I have. Though I've heard it, you know, I sometimes doubted it in my life, because I thought, oh, I've given so much, and yet I don't feel like I've seen that in return. Well, what you get in return may not be monetarily wise, but it may be in other ways in your life. So you have to look at those other things that have gone on in your life that have, I'll say, been a grace. And that's really what we're going to get into tonight, the topic of looking at things from a different perspective, events that have occurred in your life. And we talked about this a little last week, and actually for the last five weeks, I have been talking about events in your life and even tragic events, how you can take those events and find a gem in them, even the most difficult things. Now, if you would like to call in and speak with me tonight, the call-in number is 818-691-7313. I'd love to chat with you. So if you are up to chatting tonight, feel free to call right in. When I'm off my radio show, you can find me on Facebook, and my public page is Intuitive Medium, Gifted Healer, Animal Communicator, Inspirational Teacher, Cynthia Fontaine. Now, I put out to you guys, if you wanted me to shorten that up because it would be easier, and the response I got was overwhelming, that everyone wanted me to keep the page the same. So if you do have trouble finding that for some reason, you can find my private page, and that is CynthiaFontaine.142, though everything that happens on Facebook for me happens on my public page. So like my public page, I love to see you guys on there, and I do interact with you on Facebook, and it's actually the best way to reach me when I'm not on the air, because I get so many emails a day that sometimes I do miss emails, but I always see my Facebook messages. So if you'd like to reach out, send me a message on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter, and my Twitter is Cynthia Fontaine, at Cynthia Fontaine. I am on Pinterest as well, so if you'd like to check me out there. And my email, in case you would like to email me, is CynthiaFontaine@live.com. Now, I've had several requests recently, actually this last week or two, to come back on and do the live visual shows as well, the video shows. I did that last year, but had so much trouble with the service that I was using, I decided to go just radio. But I am thinking about going back and doing some type of video broadcasts. So let me know if you guys would like to do that as well. I just had a great event last weekend for the Bax and Animal Shelter in Fall River, Mass., a fundraiser that I did for them. And we raised $640. So I was really pleased about that. It was a very small private event, but yet, for the numbers, I kept it very small intentionally so people had personal experiences. And I was very happy with the amount of money that we raised through the event. So if you would like to have me do a fundraiser for you, please contact me. Or if you would like an individual reading or would like to have a group session gallery reading, please contact me and I will be happy to get you information on that. You can also find information on my website, which is www.CynthiaFontaine.com. And I always run out of the room at the end of the show, so I want to give this to you guys now. You can also, if you're interested in healthy body care, you can find my products on my other website, which is www.AlchemyOfTheEarth.com, A-L-C-H-E-M-Y-O-F-T-H-E-E-A-R-T-H. So please check it out. And I am in the process right now, actually, of creating some new products for my line. So check out my products, and I have some great things on there. I have a fabulous positive energy spray, which is my Aura spray, and some incredible shave balm, and I'm just about to add a clay facial wash and some other facial products as well. So keep an eye out for that. So let's get back to the show. I'm just going to grab a quick drink of ginger ale here. All natural, of course. Okay. So oftentimes my topics for the show come up from things that are going on in my life, or my clients' lives, my friends' lives, sometimes just what's going on, in general in the world, but it's usually more close to home than that. And I very most often speak from personal experience. The last, 5 or 6 weeks, I have had some amazing realizations and breakthroughs. I've been at this work for many, many years, and also self-improvement for many, many years. And the breakthroughs that I had, particularly the last 2 weeks and realizations, have been so remarkable. I really wanted to share them and talk with you guys about them tonight. And this is all around how we look at things and events in our lives. I've had the most amazing ahas. And an aha is like, oh my gosh, look at that. You know, when something, it can be a surprise, it's eye-opening and enlightening and things, you know what an aha is. So what I'm getting to and what we're going to talk about tonight is finding the gems in events that you have perceived as negative in the past, and changing the story that you've been telling, yourself and telling others. And it can be for many, many years that you've been telling this story. And all of a sudden, you have this total awakening and shift when you look at this from a slightly different point of view. It is so freeing. And what's gone on for me is I have a lot of planets in Virgo. And if you don't know anything about Virgos, I'll tell you a little bit about them. And if you do know about Virgos, then you're going to know this already. But we are perfectionistic. We expect perfection from ourselves and everyone else, especially from ourselves. And I have 4 planets in Virgo. So that's pretty perfectionistic, I have to say. We also tend to be very hard on ourselves to the point of being critical. And that's always sort of been a thing for me, that I am very tough on myself. And interestingly enough, and I know I'm tough on myself. That being said, what I didn't know until last week, and more has come to light this past week working with my coach, is that I punish myself for things that I viewed as me making a mistake or making a bad choice or so forth. And for some things, I've punished myself for decades. And I will give you an example of this. When my oldest son was about 3 years old, I was fairly newly married, less than a year, and he happily one morning walked into the bedroom. And my now former husband yelled at him for walking into the bedroom. And he went out of the bedroom and closed the door. And he never did come in again. I don't remember if he ever came in again, at least without knocking anyway. But I don't think he actually ever came in again after that. But I was beating myself up for years because though I had a conversation about it with my former husband at that point and said, you know, I don't agree with that. He's just a little kid. I did not go out and check and make sure that my little kid was okay. And I always regretted that. So something small like that I've held on to and held that vibration and that negative thought for, let's see, my son is going, he's 29, so like 24, 25, 26 years. Well, what I realized now looking back at it was, well, first of all, that, you know, each and every one of us chooses our parents when we come. And even if it's not your birth parent, you still choose the situation you come into. Not that I felt that, you know, that makes me feel that much better. But anyway, I realized that, you know, if I just take that experience and stop making myself a victim and stop making him a victim, the vibration totally changes. And in a perfect and harmonious world, everything really is the way it's supposed to be. And he turned out to be a very independent young man, although he's not quite so young anymore, I have to say, which makes me think I'm getting on, but that's okay because I'm just getting better, as you all are. So what holds us in that thinking, and what is the proof that those images are accurate? Well, that's really an interesting question, isn't it? What is the proof that the images that have been playing in your head maybe for years are really accurate? Maybe they're not accurate. And I'll give you another example of a shift in perspective and how I've taken something that I thought for over 30 years was such a bad thing, turned into something absolutely amazing. When I was 18, I was working at a local supermarket. And I'd been there for a while, and I was the star cashier and ran the front end and the whole everything, you know, as a high school senior and then into my college. And I was working two jobs and putting myself through school and paying my own way. And, you know, it was not easy as a young person doing that. And those of you who have been there know. So this one time I was at the cash register, I didn't have enough gas to get home. And I didn't have any money. And somebody came through and paid for an item with cash. It was $3. And the cash register, I can't remember if the cash register was down, but I didn't ring the sale up for some reason. And I left the $3 on the cash register for quite a while. And then I thought, oh, my God, how am I going to get home? And I was so embarrassed, I didn't want to ask anybody for money. I took the $3. Well, for $3, I lost my job. And all these years, I have carried this burden of, oh, my God, I got fired from a job and I took $3, which I intended on giving back when I got paid. But, you know, I probably, in retrospect, could have gone to my boss and said, oh, hey, I don't have any gas to get home. Anyhow, so, but looking back, I would have never quit that job because I would have never, I never would quit a job. I was totally devastated. But so I went out and looked for a new job. And 3 weeks later, I found a job at a local meat market. And I loved working there. It was really actually so much fun. So that turned into a great thing. And I met some really great people. I have some really good friends from there still. And the other part about that is that's where I met a really special person in my life. And had I not lost that other job, I would have never left there and possibly not have met this person. And, you know, we were involved in a relationship then, and we did go our separate ways. But interestingly enough, 30 years later, we're back together. And so it's really kind of a cool thing how things happen. And anyway, so there I was thinking all these years, even knowing that, although I guess I never spoke it out loud, in my mind, that was a negative event, something negative that I had created. But now working with my coach today, I think, oh, my God, that was actually one of the best things that could have happened. Really fantastic. I may not have even had my oldest son if it weren't for that whole incident. So now I'm going, thank God that happened. So who knew? So where in your life have you been looking at events and holding yourself hostage, victimizing yourself, you know, punishing yourself for events that you have perceived as being negative, like the event that I was just speaking about? Now, check this out. Really think about this for a minute. Take it in. Looking at negative events or event, being the hand opening the door to a much better opportunity. So listen to that statement again. Look at the negative event or events as being the hand opening the door to a much better opportunity. Holy cow. Do not grieve prematurely or for a lifetime, as I've been punishing myself for a lifetime. Destiny may need a little more time to weave its intricate tapestry. When we look back at the event we have perceived as bad or negative from a different point of view, we can be very surprised by the gems that come out of them. What are the synchronicities that led up to and continue after the event? And again, finding the gems is what changes the whole vibration. It changes the whole story that you've been telling. Now, in my mind, and I've never shared that story with others before, I've actually, this past week is the first time I'd ever told anyone that story because I was so embarrassed. But, oh my God, now telling the story, the whole story, And looking at the synchronicities that happened because of losing that job, the story now is completely different. It's totally freed me of the prison that I was holding myself in. So what emotions are you experiencing that aren't true? They're just the movie that you're watching. Are you a victim of your own self? And again, our proof of the past is only the images that we hold in our mind. Are you ready or willing? Because you may be ready, but are you willing is the big question or the key question to uncreate what your mind has created. The mind is a funny thing. Everything that you think or tell yourself, your mind believes, whether it's true or not. You could tell yourself enough times that, you're a gold medal winner or something, and then eventually you're going to believe it. And eventually you may be one. But your mind will believe anything that you tell it. So what are you telling yourself? What stories are you singing? Thank goodness my stories are all changing day by day. I'm so, so grateful to have so many wonderful people in my life. I have fabulous, fabulous friends on Facebook, people who like my public page, and private friends, personal friends as well. And I have the most wonderful coaches who have really shared their hearts with me. And it's such a blessing. And I feel totally, totally blessed. And this is a gift that I share with the world as well. So as I gain new knowledge and experience new things, I share them with you. Now, if you would like to talk with me about coaching sessions, I would love to do that. And again, you can reach me through my website. I actually have a contact page on my website. And you can send me your email information through there. And that does go directly into my inbox. So I do see those. But if you send me a private email, if you're not in my contact list already, then that does go into my junk folder. And sometimes I do miss those because I get hundreds and hundreds of emails a day. So if you are interested or looking for some guidance, I'd be more than happy to see how I can help you with that. And again, you can message me through Facebook. And my website, again, is www.cynthiafontaine.com. CYNTHIAFONTAINE. So where are you in your life right now? Where are the areas that you've been beating yourself up? One area for me, or another area, I have many. Again, being it's not a quadruple Virgo, but four, whatever four is, Virgo. I have lots of areas in my life where I've been beating myself up. One area, was that I took on the responsibility of all the decisions my former husband made that I felt were bad. I felt for some reason they were my fault. Now I realize that, and it was all because of one incident that happened between the two of us. So I thought everything in the whole marriage was my fault. Well, when I look at it from a different point of view, the marriage was broken from the beginning. My former husband was dishonest with me before we even got married, and I didn't know that until about a year into the marriage, where I discovered he had a terrible drinking problem. And I don't just mean, you know, a couple of beers a day. I mean, like, come home at 6 o'clock falling down drunk. The reason why I really had no idea the whole first year is we worked opposite shifts. I worked days, he worked nights. I saw him on Sunday. When he came home, I was sleeping. When I went to work, he was sleeping. So he switched jobs a year after we were married and went to the day shift. And then we're coming home every day at 6 o'clock, really falling down drunk. And of course, after this happens a few times, you start wondering. And after it goes on for weeks and weeks, you really start wondering. And he had been drinking all the time, even though when we were seeing each other, we were engaged, he swore that he wasn't, you know, drinking. We were high school sweethearts, and he drank in high school. He partied a lot in high school. And then we broke up for a couple of years, and this was after high school. I was in my 20s. His mother actually had gotten us back together. And he swore that he wasn't drinking anymore, doing any drugs or anything like that. And I believed him because I had no reason not to. Every time I saw him, he was completely straight and didn't drink. And so I believed him. And I married him, even though my intuition was telling me not to marry the guy. I didn't follow it, and that's another topic for another day. In fact, I kept putting the wedding off, and it got to the point where he said, look, you're either going to marry me or you're not, and if we're not married by this date, then we're done. So I finally set a date. The wedding day came. The guests were there, waiting for me, and I was at home. I wasn't going to the wedding. I had gotten very sick 4 days, 5 days before the wedding, with a severe case of strep throat. So that was probably an indication, you know, spirit saying, hey, wake up, which I already knew. But anyway, and I designed and made my own dress, and the dress wasn't finished because I was so sick. I actually ended up at the hospital at one point, and I couldn't get out of bed for 4 days. So the universe was really giving me a pretty clear message that my gut was telling me. And I could say, oh, my God, what a negative thing. And I spent 12 years of my life, trying to make it this whole thing right. But again, good things still came out of it. I have a beautiful son. And also, it got me on the road to recovery because I myself grew up in a family of alcoholics. And I didn't really know about alcoholism or, you know, really know a lot about the disease and how it really affects people. So it got me into searching for answers. And one of the things that happened was I took a parenting class because I realized that I had no idea how to parent because my parents were so, we'll say, ineffective as parents, I guess, in a way, or so dysfunctional that I realized at one point that I think I better get some tools. So good things did come out of it. And that parenting class led me to searching for other things. I was already on the search for, I thought at the time, religion, because I had been searching for that for a while. I was brought up Catholic and loved my religion. I loved going to church. I loved listening and learning about the saints and all that sort of thing, and I still do. However, what I found when I was 16 and my parents got divorced was that I did not any longer agree to the rules of the Catholic Church, which I wasn't aware of at the time, of all of those rules. So I still do find comfort in the ritual and so forth, and still have a very strong connection with my upbringing and with the saints and all of that sort of thing. And every view is right. It doesn't matter what religion you are. Every religion offers positive things. That being said, every religion also has limitations. So I was already searching for what I thought was religion or religious truth. And what I discovered was that what I was really searching for was spirituality and that connection with the divine and the higher self, which most religions, that you don't find that in most religions. Probably the closest thing you would find is Buddhism or possibly Hinduism. So where was I going with this? So that's a gem out of something that, I thought at the time. Actually, I guess I don't know if I thought it was negative at the time. I definitely thought it was wrong. And the whole thing was, when my mother got divorced, she could no longer go up for communion. Sorry, I skipped half the story there. And I thought, well, that's just not right. And I said, Ma, come on. No. She said, I can't because it's against the church rules and now I'm a sinner and so forth. And I said, well, I can't believe that a good and loving God would make those kind of rules. So that is what sent me on the journey of searching. So I was already searching, and now added to my search was finding out about addiction, finding out about healthy relationships and getting healthy. And I'm happy to say that I'm really pleased that I did take those steps and began the search, because that searching has led me to where I am today. It's led me to me being here with all of you today and all of you who are going to listen to the replay, to be able to share my own experiences with you to hopefully help you in some way in your own searching and being better to yourself, because really that's what it's all about. You can be good to other people, but yet if you are not so good to yourself, and when I say not so good to yourself, I mean in the sense of our topic tonight of punishing yourself. That's really not very kind. And until you can see that and can change your story, oh my gosh, that's just so unkind to yourself. And if you're being unkind to yourself, really and truly, how can you be kind to others? From a deep down soul level. And this is me speaking to you guys, soul to soul, heart to heart. So as each one of us walk our journey, and we're all on different paths, and there are so many now searching for answers, and trying to find out what the true story is. We all basically want the same things in our lives. You know, we want a roof over our heads. We want clothes to wear and food to eat and be able to provide for our families. And if you ask most people what they want, they often answer world peace is a very common answer. So how really do we attain that? Is it even possible? I believe it is. And if it isn't, then unfortunately, in a perfect world, then I guess it wouldn't be unfortunate. But then the opposite is, you know, we'll end up destroying each other. So how do we do that? How do we get to a point of being peace and living peace? And when we go back and look at the astrology of what's going on in this age of Aquarius, the only way that we are going to be free and actually attain peace at some point is, again, to look at giving more and moving forward in cooperation, because we're all interconnected. Science has now proven what the Buddhists have said for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, probably thousands of years, that there is this web that connects us all together. And this web is actually how I connect in to be able to do my work when I'm doing readings for people, personal readings, or mediumship work as well. And again, science has now proven that this web actually exists. So everything that you do to yourself, you do to everyone else. And everything that you do to another, anything that you do to another, you're doing to everyone, because it ripples through this web. Everything you have to remember is energy. Every thought, every action, it's all energy. And every thought and every action in your life only comes from two emotions. And those emotions are fear or love. So ask yourself, if you're having a bad day and you feel that you're going to have some harsh words with someone, stop and ask yourself, is this a place of fear or is it a place of love? Are these words going to be coming from fear or coming from love? When you stop for just that second and ask yourself those questions, you may change the way that you're going to present whatever the issue is going on to the person. And it could be the difference between, and we'll use an example, between countries. It could be the difference between going to all-out war or signing a peace treaty. It can come down to just a few words, and often does. So use your words carefully, your thought, deed, and action. And remember that thought is just as powerful as words, and that vibration and that energy carries throughout the whole universe. Because energy cannot be destroyed or created. So what are you doing with your energy, with your thoughts, with your emotions? Are you ready to take a look at the negative thoughts that you have kept trapped inside your mind movie? Are you ready to look at them and be able to shift your perspective. Look at them in just a slightly different way and change the whole vibration and story. I had no idea, really, when I volunteered as a, it's really sort of a study subject with my coach on this project. It's actually a wealth energetics project. I had no idea when I began this project and actually only realized today that I thought I was going to learn about money through this program. And what I've learned is that the most valuable thing is not about money. It's about my individual value. Because if I don't hold myself in high value, then money will not be attracted to me. Although we never talk about money in this course, which is the funniest thing. But I just came to that realization today that these things that I have allowed myself to run my life, really, and dictate how my the last, let's say, 30 plus years have gone, I now go, oh my gosh, look at that. It was actually a good thing that all those things happened. And now I feel like jumping up and down, and I actually did this afternoon. So where can you change your thinking? If you guys have listened to me before, you know I've had some crazy things happen in my life. And maybe some people probably wouldn't have survived the things that I've been through. And my grandmother, or actually my aunt, always said this, that God only gives you what you can handle, and whatever he gives you will only make you stronger. And at one point I said, God, I wish you didn't have so much confidence in me, because I felt it was just too much. Now I'm saying, wow, I guess he was right. I really could handle it. You know, and with all the crazy things that have gone on in my life, it was so many of my friends say, oh my God, if that were me, I would be on the 8th floor. And here where we're at, the 8th floor is the floor at the hospital where people who have nervous breakdowns and psychological issues go. So that's the thing. You'd be on the 8th floor. So I just want to say to you guys, whatever it is you have going on in your life, know that you can change it just by changing your thoughts. And I'm so excited to see now where my life is going to take me, because I feel so energized and renewed, and really I'm just so elated to be able to have had this change in perspective. So we are almost out of time. So again, follow me on Twitter, Cynthia Fontaine, at Cynthia Fontaine. Check out my website, www.cynthiafontaine.com. I have some appointments available, a few left for October. So if you would like to get a reading in, or either an intuitive reading, or would like to contact your loved ones who have passed, please contact me for a reading. You can actually book it right through the website. And I love to hear from you guys. So check me out on Facebook. And I look forward to talking with you guys next week. And here is Kevro. Love you guys. Thanks for tuning in.
There be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life. Let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon this ocean sweep me off my feet. And let my heart fill with the silence of the open sea. Dark thoughts, goodbye. Hello, clear blue sky. Never ending, reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin, and I'm in between. In my life, let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit